Well, its Redwood company is proposing to log hundreds of acres near the headwaters of the Noyo River, a river once rich with salmon, now a habitat to an endangered species. John Hendricks is a biologist for the Department of Fish and Game who has reviewed Willits Redwood's THP, or timber harvest, proposal. He says the plan includes logging some 80 acres of old-growth trees.
You know, the timber harvest plan is in the upper Noyo watershed, 426 acres, and in it is approximately 80 acres of late feral forest, and within that 80 acres is late successional forest stands. And then there's another subset of that old-growth like forest, which we're calling late feral. And so the two comprise about 80 acres of older forest with wildlife habitat that we're interested in protecting.
Hendricks says although Willits Redwood is not proposing to do a basic clear cut in the area, they are proposing to do clear cuts that mimic natural disturbances.
The plan is proposed selection and group selection, about 104 acres of selection and 322 acres of group selection, which is, you know, they're both uneven-aged silviculture types. The group selection just includes many clear cuts, you know, about a half an acre to an acre in size, and then selection in between is an option.
Environmental conservation groups are voicing concerns with that plan. William Ray is chairperson for the Mendocino County Railway Society. He says the Willits Redwood Company's logging plans will eradicate the habitat for several endangered species.
The plan is to log the headwaters of the Noyo River and those streamlets that feed down from the headlands serve the city of Fort Bragg, supplying its drinking water. It also serves to protect and help propagate the coho salmon that swim upstream. There are animals, birds that are endangered that are protected in those headlands. What Willits Redwood Company seeks to do is to cut the remaining 1,500-year-old trees and turn them into a marketable product like decking. This should be a national treasure.
Ray adds the old-growth forests are beneficial in combating global warming in that forests capture carbon, but when old-growth trees are logged, the carbon is then released back in the environment. The Sierra Club has also opposed the plan, stating logging old-growth would bring in sediment into the Noyo River and deplete habitat for threatened species like coho salmon or the marbled murrelet. And the Department of Fish and Game has similar concerns. On average, Hendricks says one large tree over 40 inches in diameter could be cut per acre. He says in addition, logging late feral or old-growth trees could have adverse environmental impacts in the long term.
Our report details that we're concerned with coho salmon, which are in the watershed, marbled murrelet, peregrine falcon, there is northern goshawk habitat, golden eagle have been spotted in the area in the past. There's at least one northern spotted owl nearby. In the past, there's been Pacific fisher sightings, one Pacific fisher sighting quite a few years ago. And then the late successional forest stand as a whole.
Hendricks says they're also concerned with impacts to nesting birds, although the plan does offer mitigations for supporting new habitat in the area. The skunk train in Fort Bragg runs through the area Willits Redwood seeks to log. Rob Pinoli, vice president of Mendocino Railway and the skunk train, supports Willits Redwood's logging plans. Recalling the skunk train's close ties to the timber industry, Pinoli says all forests need to be managed.
When you see those trees and you have an entire area that's covered, it's hard for the sunlight to penetrate that growth canopy to provide nutrients, and the sun is a huge source of nutrients for young trees, for anything, even our vegetable gardens for that matter. For the sun to provide those nutrients, it needs to be able to penetrate that canopy, and properly managing or thinning trees makes sense.
Pinoli says the Skunk Train Line has a long history of lumber activities. After all, its founder created the railway to haul timber to the mills more than 100 years ago. Although largely a tourist attraction to travel through the forest to the coast today, the Skunk Train may benefit from Willits Redwood's company plans.
And I think it's important to point out that by using the railroad as a method of transportation, which we are, really is minimizing the impact out there in the forest of building extra logging roads, which are, as we all know, created out of dirt. And in the wintertime, those dirt roads turn into mud. So if there is a way that makes sense that we can transport and it benefits the property owner from minimizing the amount of roads that they have to create and what have you, then I think the impact to the environment is a lot less.
A beauty strip could help maintain the aesthetic look of the Skunk Line. Pinoli says the logging plans won't cut many trees directly inside of his railway, as a timber harvest proposal includes selective logging. But Ray says if the plan moves through, there will be no old growth trees left to manage.
They're not going to manage the forest. The forest has already been picked over for redwoods. There's only about 162 acres of old growth redwoods left, and 90 of those acres are in this cut. So, in essence, there'll be no more redwoods, period, to manage or not manage.
Lou Schicchetti is a forester for CAL FIRE, the State Department of Forestry, and chair of the team that will review Willits Redwood Company's timber harvest plan this Thursday at the CDF station on the Willits Grade.
Overall, the plan has a lot of protection for the Class 1 water course, which is would be the headwaters of the Noyo, and the numerous Class 2 water courses which feed into that.
Schicchetti says they've received some public comment opposing Willits Redwood's logging plans, mostly from the members of the Sierra Club. But he says as it stands, the harvest plan includes mitigations and meets their requirements.
The plan area identifies what we call late successional forest stands, which are dominant and predominant trees that generally large in size, and they can have multiple canopy layers, at least 20 acres in size. That's been identified in the plan area, and the RPF proposed to harvest that only using the single tree selection method, proposed retaining nearly all the large trees within the watercourse and lake protection zones, and he's proposed a minimal harvest of the remaining older trees within that area. And that's in conformance with our standards.
But before CAL FIRE can approve the plan, they need cooperation with the Department of Fish and Game. Hendrick says his department's original proposal would allow logging for trees under 40 inches in diameter. But now Willits Redwood is proposing mitigations to harvest trees based on the scorecard model, a method the California Department of Fish and Game has used before.
We recommended the plan be revised with a retention of the large trees in the Lake Sarral area. We requested that the plan not harvest trees over 40 inches in diameter. And we are in receipt of the responses in which they're wanting to go with more of a individual wildlife tree retention and a scorecard approach that we have developed with other landowners, wherein you evaluate individual trees, take into consideration the diameter, and if it scores a high enough number, then that tree is hanged.
Schicchetti says they'll be meeting with the Department of Fish and Game to discuss the timber harvest plan this Thursday, 9 a.m., at the Department of Forestry office in Willits. Schicchetti says if approved, the public has 10 more days to submit public comment.
Well, the public comment period has been open now all this time. Once the second review is finished, and if at that point I forward the plan to the director with a recommendation to either approve or disapprove, at that point, then public comment will be open for another 10 days after that. And the process of public comment is that it to be official, it has to be submitted in writing, but it can be by email, and it goes to the Santa Rosa Region 1 headquarters, CAL FIRE, and there it's recorded into the official file, and then a copy is sent back up to us here.
Hendricks says they'll likely reach a compromise on the logging plans.
We're hoping that we'll find some consensus on Thursday that will meet both the landowner's intent to log and log some trees out of the Lake Searle area. We're not saying absolutely do not log there. We're just asking that it be done in a fashion that does not significantly change the current stand's integrity and structure and its trajectory towards a properly functioning Lake Searle stand.
Again, if approved this Thursday, the public will have 10 more days to submit comment, but that doesn't mean outside challenges won't occur. A lawsuit attempted to stop a logging plan in the Noyo River headlands more than a decade ago. The plans were later canceled. Meanwhile, environmentalists like Ray have a different plan than logging the Noyo River headlands.
We are speaking to Assemblyman Chesbro and State Senator Pat Wiggins to supply funding so that there can be a state preserve and so that those monumental redwoods would be saved in perpetuity to be viewed by the people of California and appreciated for what they are. There's some kind of mystical dignity about them that strikes you dumb. And to take them down for a dollar seems obscene and wrong.
KZYX&Z made several calls to the Willits Redwood Company, whose owner, Bruce Burton, sits on the Willits City Council. But our calls were not returned. I'm Christina Onestad reporting for the KZYX&Z Community News.